This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Is the future really bright for the cotton industry? Well, we turn to Bruce Atherley. He is the executive director for Cotton Council International and explains.
The opportunity for U.S. cotton is still to be the premium cotton and to be the first one demanded because we are contamination free. So I think we need to double down, if you will, on our efforts to prevent contamination, particularly the plastic from the, you know, round bale module wrap, and really work hard on that. You know, it's human nature to kind of take your eye off of that, given what's going on in the world and all the devastation. But this is the time to really focus on getting it right so that we are the premium cotton and so that we can sell our product at a premium and be at least the first one demanded as total cotton demand drops. So yeah, I'm hoping we've been doing much better as a U.S. cotton industry. I think ginners have done a much better job. Growers have done a great job. People are more aware of it and are watching it. The end is we need to keep up our vigilance as we go forward.
Learn more online, igrowcotton.com. I'm Tony St. James.